Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from Langdon Farms Golf Club, site of the 8th Fan Golf Classic, this is Dusty and Friends.
Now, you said trust my feelings. I did.
Huh. Well, I didn't know you felt like breaking all the clubs in your bag.
Today's show and the Fan Golf Classic are presented by Audi Wilsonville, offering unmatched service to help you find the perfect car. Online at AudiWilsonville.com. Also brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, Pelican Brewing, Infinity Golf, by Grey Goose, Plossen Heating and Air Conditioning, by Town Park, Matchstick Golf, Coors Light, PG Long Flooring, The Children's Courts, X Golf Tualatin, Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey, by Norwood Brewing, Battery Exchange, Encore Audio Video, and by Backwoods Brewing Company.
This calls for the old Billy Barool.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
All right, hour number two out here at the Fan Golf Classic presented by Audi Wilsonville. It is a great day. I'm seeing the final groups. The stragglers are starting to file in into the red shed as round one of the Fan Golf Classic is wrapping up. We're about ready to send out round number two, coming up in about a half an hour. The shots were not straight out here, but the walks were very crooked. We have some people wobbling, and wouldn't have it any other way. As now I got Danny Morang. You live right down the street.
I do.
You were just, I texted you, you said, hey, you want to come to talk some ball? And you said, let's do this, man.
Yeah,
so you came down.
It's a nice thing, like living like 12 minutes away just out in the country between a bunch of really nice golf courses.
It is nice when you want to come to Langdon. It's not as great, I'm assuming, when you want to get, like, downtown from here.
Yeah, no, it makes it a little more difficult driving from middle of nowhere to downtown, but it's kind of, you know, that's just kind of how it goes.
All right.
It's a trade-off.
Let's get to it, man. We got Thursday is a big day for the Portland Trail Blazers. I've been saying this since the deadline in February that I am going to reserve judgment on anything Joe Cronin does because of the fact that he had to untangle a mess that Neil O'Shea left him. And I said, you know, the draft was going to be a big indicator. Mm-hmm. And they got a starter draft week, just not on draft night, in Jeremy Grant. This free agency period, though, they don't have a lot of money or really any money to spend if they're going to keep Nurk and Anfernee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a huge one as far as acquiring talent to be competitive again.
Yeah. So the issue that's at hand, right, is they've got Jeremy Grant, they've got Shaedon Sharpe, and I would imagine that they probably end up taking Jabari Walker and turning him into their other two-way player. I don't know if that's necessarily 100%, but I think that's what they're probably looking at doing. Because right now they're at the 12 rostered players.
Yep.
You can only carry 15, and you can carry a few more during the year before you have to cut back down post-summer league. But as far as guys that are going to make an impact going forward, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that the Trailblazers have a lot of guys that are very young that were on the team last year, your Didi Luzadas, your Keon Johnsons, your Greg Brown Juniors, your Trendon Watfords. Out of that group, Trendon's really the only one that you expect to probably be close to the rotation. The other guys are still kind of coming along, but the Blazers need to get better at the top end.
Yep.
In order to do that, they're going to have to take probably Eric Bledsoe's contract, one or two of those guys at the back end, and get a more impactful player to come back in. That's probably going to happen during free agency. If you look right now, Jeremy Grant's deal, the trade around Jeremy Grant isn't official.
Yeah, it's the 6th, right? Is that when it's going to happen?
Technically it can be processed before then,
okay.
But they're going to let it go through the moratorium because that can be other things can be aggregated into that deal. And if you look at that deal, that's also the same deal because of that 2025 Milwaukee pick that got put into the Charlotte, New York deal that got Jalen Duren to Detroit. So there's a lot of things hinging on that, but that allows all those teams to expand the deal further.
Okay.
And so you're looking at the Blazers are trying to get one more starter. And then they're going to look at trying to get somebody with the MLE. Now, is it a wing? Is it a big-bodied wing? Is it a guy like Kyle Anderson, who I've heard a million times people ask about? Unfortunately, I haven't heard the Blazers linked with him at all, as much as a lot of people like Slo-Mo. But I think that the Blazers are going to target probably a big-bodied wing or another defensive-minded player. Obviously, we heard notes around Matisse Thybul on draft night. So I think you're going to see one more move before you understand what free agency is going to look like. But as it sits right now, Yusuf Nurkic, I would imagine, ends up being a 3-1 type of deal, around $54, $55 million. Anthony Simons, a 4-80, around $20 million average. And that's going to allow the Blazers to have access to their full MLE. Now, what they do with it, do they go get a big like an Isaiah Hartenstein, who's very much available now from the Clippers? Or do you chase after Mo Bamba, or do you go after a wing? Do you buy low maybe on a TJ Warren?
Now, Isaiah Hartenstein, that's an interesting one because that's a kid that he's from Germany, right?
Technically born in Eugene.
Yeah, his dad played for the Ducks
and
then went over and played professionally in Europe. And I remember seeing him at the Nike Hoop Summit.
Yep.
Again, this is why people should go to the Nike Hoop Summit when it is here, because it is an incredible event that is right here in our own backyard.
Most of those guys go pro.
Yeah, and I remember seeing him going, that guy's different.
Didi. Right? Didi was a last-second call-up for the world team.
And that is something that I would not know who that is, nor should I know who that is, other than the Nike Hoop Summit, where he is athletic.
Yes.
And it was always said at that time, like, all right, he's going to be a guy that he plays in Europe for a year, then he gets drafted, and he, watch out, he will be a project, but he has a ridiculously high ceiling.
Yeah, they always looked a guy at him with his athleticism and said, he can cover a lot of things defensively. I don't think he's ever going to be impactful offensively,
but
he's like a water bug. Like, he just left right side aside, he's just explosive as can be.
Isn't that where that three position goes? Like, when I hear, like, Matisse Thybul, I go, yes. If you're looking for a starter, this team still needs defensive impact players, especially if you're going to still start a backcourt of Dame and Anthony Simons. You still got the same issues with your backcourt defensively as you had with Dame and CJ.
Yeah, and I've seen some pushback to the Thybul stuff, mostly because he's not 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". My pushback to those people is he's also a two-time All-NBA defender. There's theory craft of, like, we want somebody bigger, but also I want somebody impactful.
Yeah.
And he is, for all of the, you know, such-and-such player can play bigger, Matisse Thybul does play bigger. That's a real thing. Now, there's a definite offensive drawback. He's kind of a zero on that end. But I think you have enough offensive firepower in your starting lineup with Damian Lillard, Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, Yusuf Nurkic to probably overcome that.
Have we just officially gotten over the, hey, what we need is a 3-and-D guy? Because there have been three different iterations that have been brought in since in the last decade, and none of them have panned out the way that we've hoped.
You mean Mario Sonia wasn't that guy?
No.
Anthony Tolliver?
No. What? No. Nope. Neither one.
No.
Neither
okay. One. I can still see the Blazers. I hate throwing it back to the last regime, so to speak, but I could see the Blazers, if Matisse didn't work out, along the same lines, the same kind of market. I can see the Knicks are trying to clear money right now. Jalen Brunson to the Knicks seems like it's a foregone conclusion as long as they can clear the money, which means they need to get off of Alec Burks and Nerlens Noel. But the Blazers could also help them get off about $5 million by taking Cam Reddish off their hands for nothing, because they have a traded player exception from the Robert Covington deal to the Clippers for $6.5 million. So anybody $6.5 million or less, they can absorb into that without sending anything out. So I think those are the kind of things the Blazers are exploring right now, are those opportunities to maybe find those redraft candidates.
Yeah.
I hate saying that out loud, but if you're trying to build some depth and take a little bit of a swing and find one of those opportunities, then, I mean, they only have so many levers that they can pull right now.
All right. What if you're talking the realistic dream scenario. I don't want to put dream scenario because I think what everybody would say is Damian Lillard's Instagram photo
of Kevin Durant. Yes,
yeah, that's the dream scenario, yeah. Right? That ship seems to be sailing, and I don't know why we ever thought the ship was there, but it's gone, right? With Kyrie back.
Let me say, Kyrie did opt in.
He did opt in,
but that doesn't mean he's going to be a net entirely. I can still see a world where things with ownership in Brooklyn go, now we're done.
Yeah,
we're,
well, and they should be looking to trade him because you can get a great piece back for a $37 million expiring contract.
Yeah, and if you send him to a team that, again, makes sense, then I think you can convince a team to kind of be a part of it. Yeah. So,
what is our realistic dream scenario, though, for you?
Mine is probably different than most people's because I have purchased so much land on Mo Bamba Island. Like, I own, like, 3/4 of that island at this point in time.
There's still a lot of people selling.
Yeah, no, I'm about to buy up the entire place. Speaking of the Nike Hoop Summit, he was there in 2018,
yes.
And the stuff he did was otherworldly. I remember him, I think it was R.J. Barrett who drove, and he absolutely sent him.
Yeah.
The ball went out to Gary Trent Jr., and Gary Trent Jr. Threw a three up, and it was he ran out and blocked him. And I was like, so he blocked a dunk, ball went out to the three-point line, and he blocked a three.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. That's a level of defense and covering ground. And really, in Orlando last year, he showed the ability to knock down threes. And I think that allows the Blazers to play a style of basketball they haven't been able to play, which is play big, but also still spread the floor. And if you're looking at that second unit, Josh Hart, Nasir Little, you throw in a Mo Bamba, whether it's Trenton Watford or Shaedon Sharpe, opening up lanes for those guys. I mean, think about that. Hart, Little, Sharp. All three of those guys on paper sound like downhill athletes, right? If you can get a 7-footer on the floor and spread the floor with that, I think that presents a really unique and interesting opportunity for the Blazers to change the style of basketball they can play and kind of lean more into their youth.
What's that take to get a Mo Bamba type player?
It looks like it's going to take the full MLE. It might take a little bit less than that, but as of now, he's not going back to Orlando. Obviously, they drafted Banchero, who they gave Mo Bamba's number 5 to already. I think the writing's kind of on the wall. I've heard Bamba's a New York guy, but I've also heard that Mitchell Robinson is more likely going to stay in New York. Does Bamba take a little bit less to go home? That's certainly something that's on the table. But again, the Knicks are trying to clear cap space for Jalen Brunson, so how does that all end up working out there? There's a couple different scenarios, but I really want to get somebody behind Nurk that you can trust.
Yeah.
And there's just not a ton of those guys. Hartenstein's probably the next guy in that group for me because of, again, how it allows them to play. He's a supreme level passer. He can do some things offensively. I think he matches what Joe and Chauncey have talked about with mentality, defensive minded. He's also been in some high leverage situations already. And if you want to sell it, he's an Oregon guy. So, I mean, people can laugh at that all they want.
Really sell it. Yeah,
but they did it with Eubanks last year.
It's true. Yeah.
So
it's very true. Danny Moranga is with us. Joe Cronin, in an evaluation of what it looks like in his first deadline and free agency, if the dream scenarios don't happen. I want to talk with you about that next. This is Dusty and Friends on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dusty and Friends on 1080 The Fan.
We're out here at the 8th. Fan Golf Classic presented by our friends at Audi Wilsonville. Langdon Farms Golf Club, the first flight is in the red shed right now. All of our great sponsors, they've been awesome, man. It's not just, I got the hiccups. It's not just Backwoods Brewing and Pelican and Jack Daniels that are giving out the free booze. Like, I was out with Dane from Matchstick Golf.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on the sixth hole, and he was like, you know what, I'm gonna up the ante here. Each flight, he's gonna make a custom ball marker for every person in the group, whatever design they want. He's gonna, whatever design they come up with, he's gonna come up and make it, send them to the KP.
That's pretty rad, because Dane does some awesome stuff at Matchstick, man.
He really does. But here's where it gets a little hairy, is that literally like two groups after that, dude hits it 2 inches from the cup. Like, we thought it was going in. I was standing right there.
Oof.
I thought it was going in. We were all going crazy, and it just stayed out.
Just a, barely. Just a little too wet on the course.
And so when you have that happen like two groups later, he's going, all right, well, if you can get any closer than 2 inches to your group, you know, you basically got to hit a hole in one, and you could have got it. And he was doing it for each flight, so the morning and the afternoon. It's pretty cool because our sponsors are awesome, and they always up the ante. We're looking over right now. We're watching people getting stretched out after their rounds are done.
I want to get stretched out.
Right?
It looks. I mean, they got nice little like orthopedic tables over here, and they're like.
No.
They look more comfortable than I am right now.
Perfect. Well, we got Danny Morang here. He's sitting here and he's talking hoops with us. We were talking about the Blazers offseason. Mm-hmm. Your realistic dream scenario is Kevin Durant for Shaden Sharp straight up.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Eric Bledsoe, because you got to make the money work.
And it's realistic.
Yeah.
Right. But no, it's a Mo Bamba type player, which leads me to another question that I didn't want to get to right now, but since I'm a squirrel and I'll chase that. What happens to the Bledsoe deal if it is Mo Bamba? Then what are we looking at here? Because that thing expires at the deadline this year. We're just hoping and praying again that the Blazers don't sit on a traded or a bloated contract that is very friendly to trade and let it expire.
I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think they're going to let it get that far.
Okay.
I think one of two things is going to happen. They're going to guarantee the deal and trade it. They have until July 10th. So that's one of the weird things about Bledsoe's deal, is that it does go into the new league year.
It is so it is so friendly to the team because it's only 3 points. So you can trade Eric Bledsoe, and this is why it's attractive. It's $19.3 million, right? Mm-hmm. And if you trade it before July 10th, mm-hmm. it's only $3.9 million guaranteed.
And they don't have to guarantee it, but here's the tricky part of that. It only counts as the 3.8 or 3.9 going out, but to the team that takes it, it counts as the 18.4 as far as the trade transaction. So you have to find a team with the cap space able to absorb it and make it as a part of another deal, which, again, if you look at the Jeremy Grant deal not being finalized, you might see that as part of a potential deal over the next few days.
Okay. Now, we were talking, what do the grades look like, off-season grades for Joe Cronin, if you don't get that starter at the three position and the realistic dream scenario that you came up with is you get a Mo Bamba type and you have a defender, a rim protector, and some stability coming off the bench.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, do they use the MLE to go get a wing or do they use the MLE and go get a big? And I think that's a big question. I think a lot of that has to do with what happens with Eric Bledsoe, because I imagine they're going to probably try to package him up with a Didi Luzada, a Keon Johnson. The Blazers aren't short on guards.
No.
So they don't necessarily need to keep additional guard depth. And honestly, if you're trying to move something, perhaps the sweetener of Keon Johnson does make sense for another team. So if they can use those assets to go get a wing, again, you're not getting like the wing.
No.
You're getting a starting caliber wing, probably on the lower end of the spectrum, but that's okay. You're not going to rebuild Rome in a night. That's Joe Cronin has not minced words. He said flat out, we are not going to get this done in one offseason.
I love that he is honest in his assessment of we're not good enough right now.
Yep.
We need to be better. I mean, because that was the lie that we were fed for a decade.
Title contending team year after year, and it was never that close. That was the frustration. And you look at this right now, I want to say it was probably right around exit interviews, I think is what Joe said, that, you know, we need more than one cycle, which means they need more than 1 year to get through this because they need to be able to access their exceptions more than once.
Yeah.
So as much as they can get the MLE right now, well, you get that guy and you sign him for 3 years. Now, if you get to it next year, now you can use it again and you have more pieces to work with, which is why one way to work around that is I can see the Blazers offering $12 to $15 million a year, a one-in-one deal for an Aussie named Joe Ingles.
Hey-o.
Because he becomes, even if he's not healthy right away, say he's ready by Christmas, he also becomes a viable trade chip at the trade deadline as an expiring deal because it's a one-and-one with a team option. So that gets you kind of that floating Eric Bledsoe-type deal where you can bring in another salary spot. Let's look at the Dallas Mavericks. They traded away Kristaps Porzingis for more piecemeal contracts like a Spencer Dinwiddie, like a Davis Bertans. While distressed assets, those are easier to use because those $12 to $18 million contracts are the most common contracts in the NBA. And if Blazers can get more of those, then they have more chips at the trade deadline in the offseason to try to manufacture some deals.
Now, it has carved out an incredible niche for guys like you and smart guys. But isn't it a little alarming that the NBA basically has become like most of these players now are just figures in the cap? Like, it really does come down to, can you get three studs, three stars, and then probably three more guys that are solid, very solid players.
Plus some rookie scale guys and some vet minimum contributors. There's a real rhyme and reason to this stuff.
It is a ledger. Everybody out the nine other guys outside of those three stars and then three just studs that may be on rookie deals, maybe veteran guys. The other nine players, those guys are trade assets.
You're hoping that one of them hits so that either they are a part of your team or they become viable trade assets. Let's take a look at the NBA Finals teams.
Crazy, man.
Grant Williams turning into a stopper, an apex wing stopper. Marcus Smart was a guy that they very much looked at dealing numerous times, but he's also on a deal, I believe, is a $13.5 million, which, granted, his Defensive Player of the Year award, it feels a little bit wonky to me. But he's still a very viable player. Meanwhile, the Jays are eating up big chunks of money, and you got Time Lord Robert Williams at a discount while you're just taking it on the Al Horford contract.
Right.
So there's balances within that roster, but because they didn't have the rookie scale guys that could contribute, they were only playing seven guys in the finals.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the Warriors, how many guys deep do they go?
They got, well, guys that are cheap and very good, Jordan Poole. Mm-hmm. You got Gary Payton, who played valuable minutes, who's being kicked around to Europe. And
Otto Porter Jr. on a vet minimum.
Yep.
Nemanja Bjelica on a vet minimum. They've got contributors that made them go 8, 9, 10 deep, and that's without getting to Kuminga. That's without Moody played real minutes.
Yeah.
And so there's certainly a rhyme or reason. Now, I think we're getting away more so from the three superstars that we saw with the Warriors. I think that's going to be the last of that. I think you're going to get more of the traditional two superstars, one really good player. Let's use a measuring stick. A C.J. McCollum being your third best player, which was always the hope here in Portland, right? And then you're hoping for a rookie-scale guy.
I was not told that for 9 years. Danny, I was not told.
Best backboard pairing in the NBA.
Some would say, who, you?
Near all-star, all-star caliber, which, you know, all that kind of stuff. But again, if you're going to draw this stuff up, Dusty, like, it makes sense. You plan this out for, you know, two studs, your next, like, near all-star caliber, your up-and-coming guy, and then there's always a guy you got to pay a little bit extra for. And you could say with Golden State that maybe is Draymond.
Yeah,
at big, maybe he's not a max guy, but at 26, 20, Wiggins at 30 million.
But when they won
million.
Their first titles, he was the guy that was on the cheap that was a great value.
Steph was on the cheap. He was at $14 million a year.
So you paid on the back end.
Yep, and that's the thing is you have to have ownership willing to recognize that stuff. You're seeing it right now play out in Dallas. Dallas is probably going to lose Jalen Brunson because they don't want to pay the extra money.
Well, and this is something that, I mean, I've been shocked to hear as you talk to people that around the Blazers is that we're finally hearing now that it's not Neil Olshey that we're finding out there aren't very many restrictions that Vulcan and Jody Allen are putting on this franchise. They're saying no, go. Like the idea was maybe Neil doesn't have the full.
He was a little encumbered,
and we don't know ownership is all in. Apparently, it sounds like they're just saying no, just go and win, do your thing. We just want our check to come back. But, yeah, you guys do your thing. You're the basketball people. You do the basketball stuff.
They just traded a draft pick for a guy in Jeremy Grant who they're going to pay probably $28 million to.
Yeah.
They're going to be in the luxury tax. Let's do the math on this real quick. Damian Lillard, I believe, is $42 million right now. Anthony Simons is going to be probably $20 million. Yusuf Nurkic is probably going to be $18 million. Jeremy Grant is going to be $25 million.
Yeah.
That's over $100 million tied up right there.
And that is not a the sign of a franchise gutting it to sell.
No. And then you look at Josh Hart. That's another $13 million. Shaden's, I think his rookie deal is somewhere around $8 or $9 million. Yeah. They're going to give Joe Ingles probably anywhere between $12 and $15 million. Do you see how quick this is adding up?
Yeah.
This is not something where they're not Oklahoma City Thundering this, where their payroll's down on the ground.
So they're going to plump it up then sell it. I mean, they're not cutting, they're not gutting it.
Sure, yeah, no, they're going to go full housing market. I like it.
They're plumping it up, selling it, and then we'll go from there. All right, Danny, thank you so much for coming by, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, anytime, brother.
All right, Danny Meringue, check it out, Jack Ramsey's podcast. He and Brandon Sprigg, he's the early front runner for drunkest fan personality here. He's living up to it. I saw him mixing into water at noon, so he's back to beer. Which is great.
Or may not have been over there with him grabbing one.
Let's go. So listen to Danny and Brandon on the Jack Ramsey's podcast. Always appreciate it, man.
Hey, anytime, brother.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.